things we're particularly concerned about here at the World Food Programme is the effects which are immediately being seen on the vulnerable rural population. If you look at the pastoralists, they've sustained heavy livestock losses. There was significant selling of livestock at highly unfavourable prices. One pastoralist that WFP spoke to told us that he'd sold his last cow for $7.50, and this is less than 10% of what a pastoralist could expect at this time of the year for such a head of livestock. In addition, in pastoralist communities, the remaining herds have been migrated to other areas, and this means that for pastoralist children, their source of milk has now gone. And we're seeing this driving up malnutrition among pastoral children.
And how have the conditions brought about by El Nino affected WFP operations in Ethiopia?
We have been contending with a threefold increase in the number of people that WFP and the government together are seeking to serve and to feed during this period. That threefold increase has occurred since the beginning of the year. And now we're contending with a rapid scale-up of our operations and a funding level which has not kept pace with this really rapid increase in the number of people in need. When you look at our supplementary feeding program, we have a remarkable 1 million women, children, young children, who are in need of supplementary feeding, meaning they are already acutely malnourished. And UNICEF and the government have seen, unfortunately, a rapid increase in severe acute malnutrition as well, which they're contending with. So the whole international community here is now mobilizing to rapidly scale up, but at the moment an underfunded relief effort is struggling to contend with these rapidly rising needs.
John, is there anything further you think our listeners should know about what's been brought in Ethiopia because of the El Nino conditions?
Well, I think the thing the world needs to know is that much has changed in Ethiopia since the mid-80s when Ethiopia was well known for famine conditions. One of the major things that's changed is we have a remarkable government now who has shown tremendous leadership during this crisis, both in terms of its operational leadership, but also in terms of the fact that it's put $192 million to bear, allocated it from other sources within the National Treasury to respond to this crisis. The other story, I think, to be told about Ethiopia is the dramatic economic growth and the rise in resilience of the population over the last two decades. And I think it's worth telling that story because if it hadn't been for that progress made in both rural and urban areas, we will be contending with a much more serious event today. That said, this El Nino event, the fourth worst in recorded history, is an extraordinary climatic event which is hitting the country. And so it needs to be realized also that no country, developed or otherwise, could cope with an event of this kind without international help. And that is why the government is now urgently calling for the international community to respond and to respond substantively and early.